half hour, rounding out your work week with booze because you earned it. And you're probably a little better at your job when you're drunk. Today's guest is TYT's own Emma Vigeland. And she told me she doesn't like vodka or whiskey. And for a second, I was like, wait, what else is there? And then she said gin, and I was like, right, you're right, I'm a moron. So we're drinking French 75s. This drink was invented in 1915 at a place called New York Bar in Paris. And it's called the 75 because it was said to have a kick similar to the French 75 millimeter field gun, which sounds intimidating until you remember the French never really won any wars. It's essentially gin, lemonade, and champagne. And we're gonna have as many of them as we can because Emma and I both can drink. So let's get to it right now on the Happy Half Hour. Welcome to the Happy Half Hour, God damn it. Emma, are you ready for this?
Yeah, my reputation precedes me because I was so hungover the last time I was on this show.
I can't remember, did we mention that last time?
We might have. I was delirious because we had gone out the night before.
We'll talk about that and more in these icebreakers. Cheers to Emma on the French 75 with the icebreakers.
You hit the table, is that a thing?
That's what my wife does. She does it, and so now I do it, and that's...
That's how marriage works.
I'm a different person. I've also adapted certain mannerisms, good morning, and then a bunch of other random things like that.
Is she from a different country?
No, she's from here. She just says, good morning.
Good day.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
She's Australian. What if she was secretly Australian?
There was a Bachelor contestant who put on an Australian accent for the first episode and then revealed to the camera that she just did it to seem more interesting to say for the next night.
I like that you assumed I wouldn't know that.
I did, but then I realized you are a modern man that watches Sex and the City, so...
Yes, I've seen every episode
multiple
times.
Okay, well, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise is phenomenal, so continue.
For our first icebreaker question, how drunk were we the night before the last time we did this show?
I had forgotten to eat dinner, and that was the first time. That was not my best move to go out with my coworkers. I don't see enough. Because I'm in New York and we are all dear friends, but I should have, you know, maybe just thought a little bit in advance. I assumed the bar would have something to eat. It did not. Then I quickly forgot about it as we began drinking.
Yep. And it was a great night. We all had a good time, and it makes me want to go rewatch the previous episode to see.
Right. I don't want to watch that.
I will absolutely do it, and then we'll all tweet at you. Now I want to just play you this video, something completely unrelated. Someone, when you see a Ring video online, you're usually prepared for it to be something terrible if someone's stealing packages. But recently someone posted a video of their Ring because they had put out for the Amazon delivery people as a show of gratitude, since they're the new Santa Clauses, a little package of things for them to eat. Take a look.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, they got some goodies. Wow. Oh, this is sweet. Oh, wow.
That is so wholesome.
It's so wholesome.
That's so wholesome.
And that's, you know, it was a good packet of stuff because of the different levels of wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ooh, behind this is this.
You could see they had Nutter Butters, Oreos, sodas, crackers, and water. And just be nice to the people who deliver your Amazon packages, because that sounds like it is.
Yeah.
It is a lot to handle.
And did you know, and I did not know this because I live in New York and whatever, this isn't a thing, but apparently in areas where you get your mail delivered, you're supposed to tip your mailman at the holiday season. I heard this on a podcast. I don't have a mailman that comes to my door. They just shove it in a little hole.
Take it.
Building, sort it, and then give it to me. So I can't physically tip. Oh my God, though, I do see her, though. Maybe I should.
You have to now.
I do, because I advocated for it on Happy Half Hour, and this is a court of law.
Yeah, it is. Everything you do is, you're in California, and verbal contracts are binding. I hate finding out about that stuff. I found out a couple years ago that if you're invited to a wedding and you can't go, you still have to get them a gift just because you were invited.
No.
That's true, Emma. damn it. Let's cheer us up with an axolotl underwater creature yawning.
There he is. Oh my God, that's so cute.
That is the sweetest thing I think anyone's ever seen.
Oh my God, what is it?
It's an axolotl, and it's an underwater sea creature similar to what nothing in the world. It is essentially.
Is it one of the deep sea ones? They're usually the most interesting looking.
I don't know. Usually people just post videos and photos of it looking because its default face makes it look like it's smiling.
Hmm.
But he was tired and he was yawning. Last thing I want to cover right now in this early segment is Melania's Christmas decorations. Let's take a look at them. She does this every year.
Oh my God. Okay, this is a little better than the demonic ones from last year.
Mm-hmm. I think this is better. I do appreciate that.
President of the United States seal just like, you know, she's bragging.
I want to watch this as a trailer for a movie about a woman who is forced to walk like the halls of an empty building forever.
It's Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
She can't go to the West Wing.
I like that she's representing that she had anything to do with this.
Deserve more acknowledgement.
Beauty and the Beast.
And it was double, because the West Wing is the president, and that's where Belle can't go. Oh,
guys,
Emma, you're good.
Emma.
Your references were better than Brett's for the first time in your life.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, because I'll take that, because that's actually a compliment. We have so much more happy half hour to get to, but first we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. And now, an update from the Discovery Channel's new show, Man versus Bear, where people compete in feats of strength against a bear. For example, the tug of war with a 1,400-pound bear. Who won? The bear.
Here we go. Ira takes the first pull from Bortwell. Look at this. He's going with no hands. Bort rocks him off balance. He's down to the ground hard. Ira's clawing backwards. Look at him. He's reaching for the rope pole. Look at this, you gotta be kidding me!
This has been an update from the Discovery Channel's new show, Man vs. Bear. There are great riders in the world who spend years developing their perfect idea, and this was someone just on peyote.
Right.
Going, we did Man vs. Wild. I like the one where he sees a bear. Wait a minute. Are you gonna watch that?
Well, I do like the concept of the, I like the simplicity, like Naked and Afraid, simple, easy, snakes on a plane, that's not a show, but, you know, sometimes you lean into the stupidity, and I feel like that's what they're doing there.
They used to do a show where they would just say, like, oh, who would win in a fight, like a tiger or a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and then they would just pay for, like, $400 for whatever kind of CGI that would buy.
Yeah, I weirdly think I mentioned this last time. This podcast I listened to used to do, NFL podcast, used to do mascot fights between the mascots and who would win.
A jet,
yeah. But the jet versus a falcon would not be the matchup. It would be like a lion versus a bear.
Yeah, but a jet versus a falcon, that's literally, there's a term for that, bird strike, and they both lose.
And some of them are ambiguous, like a 49er, a giant, a Texan.
Texan loses.
Yeah.
Because you don't know which.
Dolphin probably loses a lot, too.
But it's so smart and has sex for fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into weird political moment time. As inspired by this weird political moment with Andrew Yang.
Take a look. Man.
Oh, wait, who is this?
It's just a joke.
It's just a joke, that's right. That's a full service presidential candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, look at this. We know you're in the office style. No office opening is complete.
Who's next? Get in here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah.
That was great.
Congratulations.
Many things that we could notice through all that, because I'd seen that video before, but I noticed new things. First, full service.
So he says, I did not notice that Andrew Yang goes, oh, full service, as he squirts cream into a kneeling man's mouth.
So he said, first full service political candidate. Now, full service, for those of you who did not go on backpages.net, is for full service is code for they do things to your body when they massage you.
So I didn't know that. I just assumed it could be interpreted as such, but that's an actual term?
That is a known term, because when I was researching back pages for a science project, I was curious.
Awkward silence.
I was curious. No, they don't do it anymore. Because it was in the news recently, they took it down. But there was a whole thing until they took it down, and I looked, and full service means that they... So if there's any doubt, first of all, Andrew Yang totally knows that.
I don't think so. He seemed oblivious, and his campaign manager was losing his mind. Like, no.
I think that Andrew Yang is having a blast. When he came in here, he was just having a great time.
He seems like a really nice guy.
He seems very bro-y. I said half a nice thing about his campaign, and it followed me on Twitter. Very savvy.
He replies to me sometimes when I say, like, oh, you know, he's got some support here.
Yeah. Is the campaign manager the only person who knows what's going on in terms of sexual implications? And the answer is no. I would be willing to bet $1,000 a month that Andrew Yang knows that that is grody.
Well, look at him shaking the can in a like nearly.
Hey, buddy. I know I'm in a full length Uniqlo jacket, but take me seriously.
Oh, come on, let's go behind and tell you why that's actually messed up.
So that photo went photo. You saw this photo of that, and it's a weird moment.
His mouth is open, and I know he's just trying to get the guy to open his mouth further to put more cream in. But it seems like he is moaning in ecstasy.
As I saw that, it did make me just want to eat whipped cream. He was not the only person who had a weird moment online this week in terms of political candidates. Here's our boy Joe Biden biting Jill Biden, his wife's finger. What are your thoughts?
So it's not as bad as some of the other stuff he's done. Like today when he challenged the heavyset voter to a push-up contest.
Yeah, but that guy called him old.
That guy said that he had corrupt dealings in the Ukraine.
He said he was old in the video.
Fine, whatever.
And he was like, I'll challenge you to a push-up contest.
It was hard to hear. I get it.
Let's be honest. Joe Biden probably has old man strength where he will he'll do a one-arm push-up. Put a sentence together, but he'll do 40 one-arm push-ups.
He has new teeth all the time. I wouldn't be surprised if he has new biceps all the time. although the triceps are the real kick for the push-up. That's what you need.
Really?
Well,
it explains why I can't do anything physically. What did you think about the finger biting situation? Let's look at it again. There it is. There's a photo of Jill Biden. Oh no, that's God. People had some fun with that, and then additional fun. Another way of doing it.
So, yeah. The con.
but. Just for those, that was not.
I remember that.
So I put together a whole list of some of my favorite ridiculous political moments and photo opportunities. So that was one. We pretended it was the Joe Biden, but it's actually John McCain. It went down in history as Zombie McCain. A half of a moment when he was on a debate stage, like, I'm going the wrong way. And he turned.
Incredible. I remember that, looking up that image all the time in my attempts to just advocate for Barack Obama on my teenage social media at all times.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know. I made a difference.
Next up, windsurfing John Kerry. Do you remember this? This was before your political time.
Well, I do remember this photo. It's, it's an interesting choice of trunk. One would say he's trying to invoke Hawaii for probably political purposes.
In 04, that was the only board short.
Yes, I hear you. So board shorts are longer than swim trunks, right?
Yes.
That's the difference?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the board short's out of style. Now they want you to show half thigh.
Hate it, won't do it.
Okay.
He also was the bunny suit. He was in a bunny suit.
Yeah, this looks like Matthew McConaughey.
Looking really good. Yeah.
Is that a?
I get your reference.
Inception.
No, it's not Inception.
Oh shoot.
Is it? No, what is it?
No, no,
Interstellar.
No. Interstellar, bad movie.
I interviewed Matthew McConaughey for Paramount during the Interstellar premiere.
So a lot of people love it. I think it's trash.
I get it. And then finally, Sarah Palin's turkey moment.
Yes, I remember this.
This is like now, when you think back on Sarah Palin being the dumbest, like most ridiculous choice.
Also, down home lady with a Burberry scarf. Like, oh wow, she's a real woman of the people.
Did she ever really pretend to be, she kind of pretended to be down home, but she never pretended to be not like rich. She was like, I am doing it.
Well,
I'm
she was pre-Trump Trump. Like, yeah, like I'm gonna speak to the interests and the like vitriolic emotions of the white Republican racist that I know, but at the same time I'm gonna cash in, baby.
Yeah. Oh my God. If we heard those same jokes now, like the what's the difference between a hockey mom and a
lipstick,
pit bull. Ugh, disgusting. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we got more for you. Don't go away. And now, a Christmas gift idea for terrible people.
Buttheads! Their heads are butts!
Introducing the Fart Launcher 3000! Wreak havoc by launching real fart smells! Load the canister, pull back, and let her rip! Oh, this can really clear a room!
That was a Christmas gift idea for terrible people. The voiceover guy has kids. Like he's a dad. All right, go to sleep.
The butt launcher 11 fart butt smells.
Then I love green clouds. Like it's just like the universal animated image of a fart.
Farts are colorless, but they're not odorless. But we have that.
Who would buy that for your kid? You would buy that for like your nephew.
And it smells like farts too? Like what the fuck?
I doubt it smells like farts.
Sorry.
It's okay, we can believe it. We're live to tape, bro.
Dang.
Sorry to burst everyone's butt bowl.
Well, this is because we have drinks when we're doing a show. That's what happens.
I didn't give myself actually alcohol. Actual alcohol.
There we go. You just gave away your lie.
There is a Peloton ad out that people are upset about because it seems sexist in nature and we're taking it very seriously. Mm. Please play the clip. Thank you.
Now.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time riding.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am. 6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace of Austin. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift.
Yeah.
People are upset because it seems like the guy bought her the Peloton to make her skinny and she's happy that she's skinny. Sexism. Mm. Thoughts? You're a woman, I've heard.
Yes, my dear friend works in marketing at Peloton, so everything about my commentary on this is gonna be lame.
Except, really? No, because of her?
I'm not.
I don't believe it.
Are you kidding me?
I am a big one.
Come on. Where do I begin? Why does she look so scared? Why is she making this video? What is happening? Why is she skinny at the beginning and skinny at the end?
That's my big thing. It's like, it's not a before and after.
It's not.
If it was a year, like John Iderola worked out for like 3 months and suddenly had lats like Henry Cavill.
I cannot believe how committed he is to the lifting thing. He really is.
He built it into his regimen.
I know.
And that's, if you do that, you're fine. But
he weirdly, like his show is early in the morning. He could go in the afternoon, but
no,
he goes in the morning.
No, he goes in the morning because that you have to do it in the morning.
No, I don't.
No, because afterwards you get tired.
I work out in the afternoon. And
oh my God, plenty. Humble brag, weird flex. Jesus.
I cycle, I bar.
I get it.
Yoga.
She's a PMer.
Oh my God, I'm a night owl and I can work out at 6 or 7 and I still got the energy.
That's 2 hours after sunset. I am asleep. Did you just kiss your fucking buys?
Yeah, I did.
I don't have them.
I don't know, Jank was like on the show trying to talk about his tries, so.
He's a try hard.
There's nothing there.
No, well,
there's no upper body workouts. I'm literally took off my wrist brace before the show.
I was hesitant to touch you for HR purposes.
Yeah. Well, she's not here except Tuesdays. That's what we can afford here at TYT. Speaking of being able to afford it, no, it's not. No one watches. Peloton Interactive, by the way, after that came out and became a thing, they lost 9.5% of their total value on Wall Street.
No.
And it was your friend's fault because it was her idea.
My high school friend.
Gwendolyn.
I won't say her name.
Yeah. Hey, Gwen.
I value my privacy.
I want to give you two opinions of it before we talk about She's So High.
I buried the lead. That is such a bad song choice. This is not She's All That or 19.
What year?
97.
So crazy. Here's one from Charles Robinson who tweeted this. I know the Peloton commercial told me to get my significant other an exercise bike for her birthday, but this isn't my first rodeo. I'm gonna go ahead and not sleep on the couch. You're still playing into gender roles, Charles.
Yeah, she doesn't need Tiffany's.
She likes it though.
She needs respect.
Yeah, but she would love the Tiffany's, let's be honest. And then this guy, Ben Shapiro said, I know I'm late on this, but there's literally nothing wrong with this Peloton. If there is, you're a buffoon. If you think there's something wrong with it. If you think there is, you're not a buffoon.
You're a buffoon if you're like legit outraged. Yeah. But if you want to make fun of it, you're a regular human.
I saw that and I was like, what is happening? Like, what is happening in this ad? Like, why would you do this? Oh my God. And it's like this.
It's because she's so high. Yeah.
Before we go, I do want to thank Emma for being here.
Is that really the end?
That's the end of it.
Oh.
But everyone should watch the rest of our offerings with Emma. We're going to shoot some more right after this. So check it out at HHH on TYT. Check out Emma Vigeland on Twitter because she's the best.
You're the best. You're the best.
Hang on. It's the same.
Triceps could use
more. I have a friend. The first thing he said to me was, you got girl arms.
Well, that's the friend that
tries.
That's the end?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Hey, everybody, it's time for the best thing ever of the week. Did you guys hear Emma's sound? It was that. Watch if you're not watching this on the members feed, and members get everything, obviously you know that, then you should become a member at TYT at tyt.com/joined, and then you get this.
No, tyt.com/Emma.
Sure, whatever, I'm sure that's active. There was never a tyt.com/Brett, so there was, no one used it. Now I'm remembering. Buttholes, as Sophie likes to call them, Sophie from Sophie's Super Happy Dog Story of the Week, also producer
here. What else would she call them?
She calls them buttholes. I want to show you a video that went viral this week because it had to do with someone proudly sunning buttholes. Take a look.
In a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, you will receive more energy from this electric node than you would in an entire day being outside with your clothes on.
There you go. That's men. So what do you think about that? What happened? Are you coughing like as a joke or were you genuinely coughing?
No, I was genuinely coughing.
I'm sorry.
It just happened at a... Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you know what might help you health-wise?
Is to... go ahead. So you say it.
Sun the yone.
Right.
Sun your yoni.
Why is his...
Where are they?
...mustache hanging like from top like lip to bottom lip? Like he has a strand or two that extend from top lip to beneath bottom lip.
This is a man who has made certain commitments in his life.
This is a man that's never done psychedelic drugs.
Never. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
He believes in, I honestly don't know. Probably has, let's be honest.
I'm kidding.
He's in an area where there's like weird teepees and bee holes.
Yeah. Do you ever think that like perhaps teepees should be reserved for people that believe in them in terms of their own culture as opposed to just co-opting them for butthole sunlight?
I don't know. Probably you're right. I like think that that's number 60 or 70 on the list of what the fuck's happening. I ran out of air there. It's not just that guy. There is another woman who demonstrated it as well. Her name is Metaphysical Megan. So she does it too. That photo.
Did she Photoshop the like pink aura around
No,
her?
No, you'll find, and I did.
Oh,
when you
right,
do that,
right.
these like Kamehameha Dragon Ball Z orbs just show up.
Hmm. Yes, I don't know enough about Dragon Ball Z. This is where I'm not nerdy
enough.
That's
Dragon, and that's Ball Z in that one.
They are all hooking up with each other.
I mean, why not? You're on a nudist colony. There's no scientific anything behind perineum.
Yeah. I mean, it goes without saying, yes.
Please don't believe it. The woman who Metaphysical Megan.
Can't hurt you.
No, Metaphysical Megan says that perineum, aka Yoni, aka Old Nifkin, aka Old Ravioli Napkin, perineum sunning is an ancient Taoist practice that originated in the Far East in Taoism. In Taoism, the perineum, or Wuyin, is called the gate of life and death. This is a gateway where energy enters and exits the body, which is true. Another interpretation of those words, evidently, is the seabed.
Okay.
They call your yoni the seabed.
Like sea.
The bottom of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Not the seabed. Not your beehole is the seabed. Your beehole is the seabed.
Like, I'm having trouble following.
It helps you with, and she claims, as do stimulation. I did a lot of research into Taoism. Taoism says that if you stimulate your seabed appropriately, not with sunlight, I couldn't find anything on that, but it can help you with sleep, sexual energy, attracting a soul tribe, and creativity.
Well, I have heard from my gay friends that the male anus is an appropriate sexual thing.
Expand on that, please.
I don't want to.
No. You started. Go ahead.
Well, perhaps if more men were in touch with that, they could be in understanding that it's all gravy, baby.
To be honest, I have a lot of. We both were in the Greek system. We both were in.
Elephant walk?
No, I didn't. But I was in. I have a lot of friends who you would consider to be at the extreme in terms of archetypes of people who.
I had friends
very manly or like very feminine.
I had friends that had hot sauce poured into their butt as a part of a hazing ritual.
Galoshes, where you would take galoshes and fill them with alcohol and absorb it that way. People would funnel butt chug.
Right, that is a real thing.
But these same very like, I'm not gay, guys are like, I like butt stuff.
Interesting.
And that's something you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
People are like, I wash it first.
My college was so conservative that like my friends who are now out as gay to me and to everyone else at the time would just be like, she's so hot. She's so hot.
Dude, so I was both in a frat and in the Stanford Shakespeare Society.
Oh, and screw you.
The creative director of it,
that's why
you Palo Alto
to,
area.
We did this quiz online and he was like, let's do the Shakespeare play one.
I was disappointed.
And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. Let's do Harry Potter characters.
Harry Potter, again, Sophie's brother's butthole.
Right.
I will finish the conversation here. In a response to the photo that you saw, Josh Brolin, who you remember from Goonies as Brand, and then Thanos, tried it.
Thanos. we got a big laugh from the control room.
33 minutes later, get a laugh from the control room.
That's all Brett needs to sustain himself for the
next
day.
Everyone in this building, the only thing they want is a laugh from the control room. And that failing, Edwin Orr.
I've tried like 8 times since I've been here for 4 days. And I got like 2.
That's great. The only other issue is that it might, and this is just for members, it might actually just be something random they were talking about, not listening to what was happening.
No, but sometimes I directly address you and I tell you, shut up, Brett.
Josh Brolin.
Oh, right.
said, tried this perineum sunning that I've been hearing about, and my suggestion is do not do it as long as I did. My pucker hole is crazy burned, and I was gonna spend the day shopping with my family, and instead I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. Best part about this is he might be joking.
I think he's joking.
But he might not be.
Yes, and either option is wonderful for humanity.
Bless him. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Cheers.
Handshake. Cheers to you.
Thanks for the nice beverage that's on TYT's dime, probably.
Yep. There's so many non-alcohol drinking people this month that we went $1.50 over our budget today.
That's incredible. And what's fascinating is that there are people on this planet, including my significant other, that don't even drink alcohol.
Francois?
C'est
pas vrai.
Bye.